Good morning, everyone. We're going to focus on the beginning of this parsha of Truma, which is the parsha of Shavuot for this Shabbos. Truma begins with Hashem telling Moshe Rabbeinu to command Bnei Yisrael, Dabel Bnei Yisrael, V'yakuli Truma. Speak to the children of Israel, says Hashem to Moshe, and they shall take from me contributions, from all people whose hearts motivate them, you shall take the truma. The purpose of the truma, spelled out a few pesukim later, is v'yasuli migdash, you shall make for me sanctuary, v'shachanti b'socham, so that I may dwell in your midst. So this was the mitzvah to build what was going to be the temporary base of migdash, the mishkan, which was a portable one that traveled from place to place with Bnei Israel during the many, many years of wandering in Midbar Sinai. Ultimately, of course, it was to be replaced, by the permanent base of Migdash that was going to be built in Yerushalayim. That happened many, many generations later. David, who had desired this no end, wasn't able to build it, but he at least was given the location, which had been secret till that point. It was told by Hashem it was going to be in Har HaMoria. He purchased that land from Rav HaYavusi, and he dug the foundation for the Beis HaMikdash, but the Beis HaMikdash, the first one, the very royal one, was built by his son Shlomo HaMelech. Now, this idea of building the Mishkan, which was the temporary one, and then later the Beis HaMikdash, is codified by the Rambam as a halacha, as a mitzvah, one of the very important mitzvahs of the 248 positive mitzvahs of the Torah. The Rambam writes concerning this mitzvah, says, Lasas Bayis Lashem, there's a positive commandment to build a house for Hashem. Muchan Lios Makrivim Bo Kabanos, it's prepared for us to be able to bring their sacrifices for Chogigin Elov, and we go to celebrate the Chagim, the Shalosh Regalim there, Shalosh Pa'im Rashana, Shanem Abiyasu the Mikdash. And the mitzvah is this pasuk from our parsha, you shall make for me a holy place, and I will dwell in your midst. Given this fact that this is such a central concept to have the base of Mikdash, we yearn for it, thank God we have the Harabah bias in our hands since 1967, 50 years that we just celebrated recently, and we look forward to the coming of Mashiach for many, many reasons, certainly to be peace on earth, goodwill to man, and to bring about the end of all the violence. But one of the great ideals, as the Rama says, that the ultimate achievement of Mashiach will be to build the third and final permanent Beis HaMikdash. And the greatest sign that someone is truly Mashiach is only that achievement, according to the Rambam. Mashiach has to be able to prove his incredible credentials by building the final Beis HaMikdash. Now, given all of that, of how important and central the Beis HaMikdash is to us and throughout history to all of Klal Yisrael, there's a very strange Rashi. Rashi is somewhat disturbing, and many other commentaries really struggle to understand what Rashi holds, because Rashi writes the following in terms of the beginning of his commentary on our parsha. Rashi tells us this later on, not in Pasha's Truma, but referring back to the beginning of Truma, he tells us in Pasha's Kisifsa, just as we're coming to the Chet HaEgel, Masa Egel, that horrible sin, the worst sin of the building of the golden calf, Kodem Letzivoy Melechas HaMishkan Yomim Rabim. It preceded the commandment of this parsha to build the Mishkan by many, many days, even though it's clearly mentioned later on, several parshas later on, to build the, that they built the Egel, and the Mishkan comes here in Parshas Truma. Despite that, the Rashi often does this, and he tells us, "Ein muktam ma'ucha b'Torah." We cannot expect that the Torah is going to be. We cannot expect, according to Rashi, the Torah is always going to be in chronological order. There are parts of the Torah that are out of order, and this is one of the most powerful of illustrations, according to Rashi. The fact that we have this whole thing here in Parshas Truma, and going further about the building of the Mishkan, and then only later comes the Chet HaEgel, but the Chet HaEgel actually preceded it. And Rashi seems to suggest that perhaps, had there not been the Chet HaEgel, then Bnei Yisrael would not have been given the mitzvah to build the Mishkan. The Sforno actually says that. The Sforno says the ideal that Kadosh Baruch Hu had envisioned prior to our showing our deficiency, our weakness of mind, and need to worship something concrete like the golden calf, that's what precipitated Hashem giving us the mitzvah to build the Mishkan. Really, the ideal, as the Sforno says, is that, Pasuk tells us, that every place where you invoke my name, I'll come to every place. It's not just in one place. You don't have to come to me, to my house. What are you going to build me, a dollhouse? Kadosh Baruch Hu, who's called Hamakom, who's omnipresent, who's all over, how can you contain his Shechina in one place? But according to the Rambam, clearly according to the Ramban, this is not true. It is a tremendous ideal and a major doctrine of Judaism that Kadosh Baruch Hu dafka wanted to have his home, his palace in our midst so that he can dwell in the midst of the Jewish people. The Ramban forcefully rejects Rashi when Rashi says that ein muktam u'mucha b'Torah, and he says this is absolutely not so, that generally speaking the Torah is absolutely in chronological order, and the parsha of Truma is in its right place because Kadosh Baruch Hu had given us this mitzvah long before there was the Chet HaEgel, and not only afterwards. And so we have to try to understand this, and especially according to these opinions, like the Ramban and the Rambam, that codify it as a major mitzvah. And the Ramban says it is more than just a mitzvah, it's really a doctrine that teaches us how much Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us. The Ramban writes the following, Kasher Dibah Hashem in Moshe ben Yisrael, panim upanim, when Hashem revealed himself at Har Sinai, Yon Shavuos, and he gave us the Torah, and he revealed himself by talking directly to the people, and they felt his presence, even though, of course, they could not see a physical manifestation of Hashem. But that caused Kadosh Baruch Hu to feel this tremendous surge of love. Harei Heim Kedoshim, they were holy in his eyes, because they said, Nasa v'nishma, we're in this contract, we are going to accept all the mitzvot that you give us, Hashem, even before you tell us what they are. And so they became holy. Re'uyim shi'yeh behem nigdash, v'hashrus chinasu v'salcham. That made us worthy. At that moment, the Kadosh Baruch Hu decided, after the Aseres HaDibros were given, and seeing how eager Bnei Israel were to take it and to understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to be our God, and he wants us to be his chosen people, Kadosh Baruch decided, if that's the case, then I have to live near my people. I can't remain up here in heaven. I have to have a house, a Beis HaMikdash, constructed for me, and the Shechina will go down there, and the Shechina will be close to you. And so the Ramban writes these beautiful words, V'hine ikar feifetz b'mishkan hu makom menucha Shechina shehu ha'aron. The main desire of Hashem in having a Mishkan was that he should have a place for the Shechina to be, to be housed, so to speak, and that he would therefore be right in the midst of his beloved people of Bnei Yisrael. This is confirmed in this morning's parsha. The Torah begins after the general commandment to build the Mishkan by telling us the first thing that's to be built is the Aron. Yosu Limigdash is followed up by Yosu Aron Atzei Shitim, to make an Aron of this acacia wood. Why was the Aron so critical? Because if you look a little bit further on, is it a Pesukim describing that specific vessel, the holiest of the vessels? The Torah tells us, the Aron was a box. On top of the box was a lid. Over the lid were called the cherubim, the two different angelic figures that looked at each other. And where did Kadosh Baruch Hu position himself, Kavayacho? The Shechina, which is invisible. But Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Moshe Rabbeinu, when I want to talk to you, the only place from now on, after the Mishkan is completed and it's operational, you must go into the Mishkan, enter into the Holy of Holies, what we call the Kodesh Kadoshim, and I will speak to you there from between the two Keruvim over the Aron Kodesh. Kadosh Baruch Hu situated himself and he made his Shechina dwell right there. The word Shechina is the presence of God, but of course we know where Shechina is the word Shechain, which means a friend. Kadosh Baruch Hu saying, I'm with you, I'm your friend. More than that, I am your lover, and I want to be with you, and Moshe will feel my presence with you by being in that exact makom, which is over the Aron Kodesh. And so this is the tremendous ideal that is represented by the Mishkan. This is what we call a Mikdash Ma'at. It's a little bit of the holiness of the ultimate permanent base of Mikdash, built, of course, only in Yerushalayim. What Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling us is that he wants this to be the place where we can come together. This, in a physical way, was able to concretize what Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted from the Jewish people. It was not only about flexing his muscles and having a nation that would accept his commandments out of fear, and of course we are told, as Hashem Kachatira, we have to fear God. But even more powerful than the commandment to fear God is the commandment to love God, what we reaffirm in Shema twice a day, morning and evening. You have to love Hashem with all your heart, heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Total love of Hashem, because that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu feels for us. He chose us from all the nations. He loves us with this tremendous passion, and He wants us to love Him in the same way, with that same kind of a passion. This is what signifies the importance of having the Beis Hamikdash, and what the Beis Hamikdash till today continues to represent in the ideal, even if we don't have the concrete building. We should understand that every shul is a Mikdash Ma'at, every shul is a holy place, because it's a miniature Beis Hamikdash, and that on a certain level it's almost as if the Aron Kodesh would have the Keruvim above it, and the Shechina is there. And so when we come into the Beis HaMikdash, when we come into our Beis HaMikdash, which is our Shul, we should feel Hashem, we should feel His closeness, His love of us, His passion for us, and we should be passionate for Him in return. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.